According to the World Health Organization, every year 106 million people are infected with gonorrhea. Dr. Francis Ndowa, one of the principal authors of the report on gonorrhea, says the problem of gonorrhea that is resistant to antibiotics was first detected in Japan in 2008.
In Japan at that time, they had some very resistant gonococci infections that they instituted an intravenous treatment for gonorrhea instead of just a tablet or an intramuscular injection.
WHO says that several countries, including Australia, France, Norway, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, are now reporting cases of resistance to the antibiotics used as the last treatment option against gonorrhea. However, the agency adds, the extent of this resistance worldwide is not known due to lack of reliable data for gonorrhea in many countries and insufficient research. In its global action plan to control the spread of the disease, the agency calls for greater vigilance on the correct use of antibiotics. Dr. Manjula Lusti of the WHO's Department of Reproductive Health and Research says that gonorrhea is caused by what is called a superbug.
It's an organism that has developed resistance to virtually every class of antibiotic that exists, develops resistance rapidly, and not only that, it retains the memory of the previous resistance to previous antibiotics. So right now, the last remaining treatment options are a class of drugs called cephalosporins, and it's already developed resistance to this in many parts of the world, as diverse from Norway and Sweden to Australia and Japan.
Untreatable gonorrhea has serious health implications for the estimated 106 million people who are infected each year, as Dr. Lusti explains.
For men and women, they could become infertile. For women who are pregnant, they could have ectopic pregnancies or spontaneous abortions. That could increase maternal deaths. For infants born to these women with untreated gonorrhea, we already know that over half of them develop severe eye infections, and many of these could lead to blindness.
WHO says what is known about untreatable gonorrhea is just the tip of the iceberg. Dr. Carmen Pessoa da Silva, medical officer of the WHO's Department of Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases, says there are solutions to the problem of antimicrobial resistance, or AMR.
Governments should commit to comprehensive national plans to combat AMR, including, for instance, tackling substandard drugs, counterfeit medicines. Prescribers should prescribe antimicrobials only when really needed. And the patients, once under prescription, should then comply with the full course of treatment.
The World Health Organization is pushing for more research into other treatment options because, as it says, there is no plan B. Meanwhile, it is calling for increased vigilance, more surveillance, strengthened laboratory capacity, and the training of healthcare providers. Derek Mbata, United Nations.